If I remember some of the information coming out of Billy's area, the Dulls would normally send out a couple of other ships to scout the area, sometimes several days in advance, before the contact ship showed up. At that time the devices the Swiss had could tell the difference between the two types of ships normally used. It could also tell the difference between several of the small, ball-shaped probes that might be sent out. I know it to be a fact that the Swiss government has contact with space people. But, like all such contacts, the restriction on who knows about it comes from space. The Swiss in fact probably have the best contact of any country in the world. But that is speculation on my part. And here I might should add something. Within the governments of the world, how many I do not know, but based on the patterns, probably most of the reasonable governments, there has been contact from space. But, within any government there will exist two possible sets of information. Those who study UFOs, from the ground looking up, and trade some types of information, sometimes, and those who are in the direct contact position. The two are not necessarily the same person, or department. I know it to be a fact, having talked to a man who made the trip with him, that I had dinner on a spaceship. I also know that the Queen of England has been on a spaceship, once for medical treatment. You mentioned something in passing that was interesting. It was your being spied on. I have no idea as to who is doing what to whom in your case. But, I do know that there was once a proposal put out to step on UFO investigators, and contactees a little bit, to keep the field from expanding too much, so the real contacts would not be lost in the pure bullshit. As someone who has been in government, you can probably spot the conflicting and overlapping authorities that tend to keep showing up in cases like yourself. You never outright ask the question, what the hell's naval intelligence doing in UFOs? But if you do, they were the initiating authority in the solution to the problem of the old Foo Fighters of WW2, and the boys who proved UFOs were from space. Once an intelligence gathering community gets the initiating authority status in a field, especially if the job is dumped onto them, they are damned hard to pry out of that field. Within the structure of the American UFO community there are a lot of stories running around. If you ever have the time and the chance, or inclination, you might look up the one piece of semi-hard evidence about a crashed UFO. It is the Brownsville, Texas saucer, which was a very old case, dating back to right after WW2. That ship came wobbling by Army Air Force Base going about 10 miles an hour. They first picked it up on radar, when it was about 40 miles away, which gave them vast amounts of time. Then with field glass as it approached, and finally as a visual. They had enough time that they were able to get a chase plane up in the air to follow the saucer to where it crashed, about 10 miles deep in Mexico. Their first action was to get a parachute rigger into a plane, and jump him out over the crash site with a stencil and a can of red paint, to mark use off on the side of the saucer, so we could claim it was ours, in case the Mexicans showed up. That ship was dragged back to the US by a cat. It left one hell of a skid trail. From the ground the skid trail cannot be seen, because the government paid some Indians $5,000 to replant the ground, and hid all traces of that drag trail. But it can be seen from the air. If seen from the air, it will be a very straight line that is almost due north and south. At the south end of the skid trail, there is an east-west gully, and just south of the gully is a small ridge, or very little hill. The small hill has a north-south ridge on it. The saucer came to rest on the east side of that ridge up against the slope of the hill, or at the base of the very little hill. Because the drag trail could be seen from the air, the Indians were hired to make other trails on the ground, as a confusion factor. The true drag trail is the only straight one in the group. This letter is long enough. Lots of luck with what you are doing. Respectfully. Name deleted on the security agent.